In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is especially appropriate today, as we come to the end of a season of Septuagesima and prepare to move into Lent, that we have two readings which invite us to deepen our spiritual lives. The first reading is St. Paul's magnificent hymn to charity from his first letter to the Corinthians. This hymn is often used in wedding services and is a wonderful inspiration to young couples to help them realize their vocation of marriage and the depth and complexity of human love. But the love which St. Paul is speaking of here is not, strictly speaking, human love. Rather, it is our human participation in divine love. It was the love of God which called each one of us from nothing into being, and it is that love which supports, sustains, and guides us throughout our whole lives. We are invited to cooperate with that love, and by our cooperation, we may earn eternal rewards if and when, please God, we enter into his heavenly kingdom. Then indeed, faith will no longer be necessary, for we shall see God face to face, though not through a glass darkly. And then we shall know not in part as we do now, but fully, even as we are now known by God. But as the rector of my seminary in Rome used to say, God is love, but love is not necessarily God. Human life is full of confusion and yearning and misunderstanding. In the struggles of our lives, we sometimes make mistakes and turn down wrong paths. We search for true love, but sometimes instead find lust, vanity, and selfishness. True love is sacrifice and concern for others. As St. Paul tells us, it is patient and kind, never jealous, rude, or self-seeking. It does not take offense or store up grievances. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but finds joy in truth. It is always ready to make allowances, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever may come. Faith and hope are both necessary prerequisites for love. Love must be built on faith and quickened by hope. Of course, it is possible to have a dry and lifeless faith, or hope which does not change our lives and inspire us to help others. But it is not possible to have the theological virtue of charity, the selfless and self-sacrificing love of God and of one another without faith and hope. And so it is very appropriate that we also have today the gospel of the blind man on the road to Jericho. It is a beautiful story of divine compassion. Jesus heals the blind man as he will ultimately heal us of all our sorrows. But the blind man is also a symbol for us and of our journey in this life. We are spiritually blind without the grace of God. We do not know what the future holds or what is truly good for us. But if we have the courage and faith to ask God to have pity on us, he will heal us. If we have the humility to ask our Lord to have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins, to deepen our faith, to enliven our hope of a better world, and to share his love in this world, then the eyes of our hearts will be open to the Lord, and he will invite us to follow him into the way of life everlasting. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.